大的帐幕。
And for this afternoon, we'll continue the topic from this morning, and that is to rebuild the fallen tent.
最主要我们是要继续来讲十大信条的第三条。
And the most important point is to touch base upon the third doctrine of the ten basic beliefs.
就是信真教会。
That is to believe in the true church.
中文就是信本会，本教会是耶稣基督借着完与圣灵所设立，为复兴使徒时代教会至真教会。
And that is to say, the true Jesus Church, which is established by our Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit during the time of the latter rain, is the restored true church of the apostolic time.
要了解这个道理非常的重要。
It is very important to understand this teaching.
因为现在在社会上各种各样的教会教派非常的多。
Because right now out there in the world, you'll find many different denominations and many churches.
有时候我们在想，到底他们跟我们有什么不一样呢？
Sometimes we may ponder, what is the difference between them and us?
为什么我们要叫自己是真教会呢？
Why is it that we are the true church?
甚至有一些信徒觉得说，是不是我们没有爱心，我们骄傲，说我们是真教会呢？
Some people may think that it is because we do not have love or that we are too arrogant.That's why we think we are true.
要对这个道理要非常深入的明白。
And therefore, it is very important for you to truly understand the doctrine behind this.
早上我们讲过，教会并不是会堂。
This morning, we mentioned that the church is not the actual building, just the chapel itself.
教会是一般被主耶稣宝血洗净过的人。
And the church actually refers to the called out ones, that is, those who are saved by his precious blood.
所以洗礼非常重要。
That is why baptism is very important.
如果洗礼不正确的话，就没有办法进到耶稣的教会里面了。
And if the baptism is in a wrong mode, then you cannot enter the true church.
再来，我们早上也谈过使徒时代的教会有什么特点。
This morning, we also mentioned the characteristics of the church during the apostolic times.
第一点就是使徒时代的教会非常强调圣灵。
And the first important point is that they emphasize a great deal upon the Holy Spirit.
是被圣灵建立的。
It is established by the Holy Spirit himself.
第二点呢，因为使徒时代的教会是传完全全备的真理。
And the second point is that the apostolic church, they embrace the complete truth.
对耶稣的话没有加也没有减。
They do not add nor subtract the word of Jesus.
他们只传一样的福音。
They only preach one gospel.
无论是彼得、约翰、雅各或是保罗所传的福音都是一样的。
Doesn't matter whether it's Peter, John or James or the apostle Paul, they are all the same.
因为圣经只有一本。
Because there's only one Bible.
本来信仰就只有一样。
And in fact, there should only be one faith.
神只有一位。
And in fact, God is one.
信神的方法应该只有一个。
There should only be one way to believe and worship God.
所以他们有真理。
And the apostolic church, they have the truth.
第三点呢，当时的教会有耶稣的能力。
The third point is that the church in those days, they have the power of Jesus.
可以医病赶鬼，行神迹奇事。
They can perform miracles and they can heal the sick.
我们也讲过，初代教会当初的使徒啊，他们都离世的时候，教会在慢慢变质了。
And we also mentioned that because of the early workers of the church, after the apostles and disciples died, the church began to become corrupt.
他们呢，道理上慢慢的传错了。
And then slowly over time, the doctrines were being corrupted as well.
改了洗礼。
They changed the mode of baptism.
改了安息日。
They changed the teaching of the Sabbath.
不再求圣灵了。
They no longer pray for the Holy Spirit.
废去洗脚礼。
And they also abolished the foot washing sacrament.
所以啊，圣灵啊，因为圣灵本来是启示真理给教会的。
And in fact, the church, in fact, the Holy Spirit, it is the Spirit of truth.
当教会觉得说都不遵守真理的时候了。
But however, when the church refused to obey the truth,
圣灵就没有必要，也不想再继续留在这里了。
Then the Holy Spirit of truth can no longer stay with the church.
所以啊，教会历史啊。告诉我们，大概是主后150多年了，圣灵也就完全的离开了教会了。
Therefore, according to church history, it let us know that after AD 156, the Holy Spirit has left the church.
就是没有在求圣灵，也没有做祷告的时候被圣灵充满讲灵言，已经没有了。
No longer do people pray for the Holy Spirit, and no longer do people pray in tongues during services.
没有了圣灵的教会，就好像身体没有灵魂。
Now, a church without the Holy Spirit is like a body without the Spirit.
身体没有灵魂，当然就腐烂了。
Of course, the body without the spirit is disintegrating.
后来教会，尤其是到发展到中世纪，教会是最腐败的团体。
Then later we find that the church enter into the dark middle ages, and that is the darkest and the most corrupted time.
不单止道理已经偏差，
not only did they depart from the truth,
道德上也很败坏。
Their morals and their ethics were totally corrupted.
后来1517年，马丁路德起来改教。
And then in the year 1517, Martin Luther came up to reform the church.
举了95条天主教的错误。
And he pointed out 95 theses against the wrong teachings of the Catholic Church.
从此呢，就开始这个宗教改革的运动了。
And thereupon, a very important movement, and that is the Reformation movement, began to take place.
但是呢，当时的改教运动啊，因为神的时候还没有到。
But however, at that time, because the time of God has not come yet,
圣灵还没有降临，
the Holy Spirit has not established itself,
还没有启示完备的福音，
and that no complete truth was being enlightened.
所以虽然马丁路德很努力要改教，但是很多天主教的错误都还没有改正过来。
But even though Martin Luther, he tried very hard to reform the church, but still, it is very difficult for him to rectify all the errors of the Catholic Church.
可以说他所谓的新教也是在守礼拜天、守罗马天主教的传统。
Because what happened is that the churches, they still continue to observe the Roman tradition of having services on Sundays.
他们也没有求圣灵。
They don't pray for the Holy Spirit.
他们洗礼也是更改过的。
They also changed the mode of baptism.
所以啊，直到晚雨圣灵的降临啊。
So we find that until the latter rain comes,
主耶稣借着晚雨圣灵的降临来再次的建立他的真教会。
And that was according to the prophecy of God, and that is God will establish His church during the latter rain.
圣灵降临有两个时期啊。
There are two periods of time when the Holy Spirit descends.
第一个时期就是2000年前。
First, it happened 2000 years ago.
五旬节的时候。
During the day of Pentecost,
圣灵大降。
And that was a time when the Holy Spirit came down mightily.
那时候教会就开始传福音了。
And then the church began to preach.
后来圣灵离开。
Then later the Holy Spirit left.
但是在主耶稣要来之前。
But prior to the Lord's second coming,
圣灵再一次降临。
The Holy Spirit will once again pour down itself.
在差不多公元1900年附近那时候开始，就有所谓的灵恩运动，很多人得圣灵了。
And we know that in the last century, around the 1900s, the Pentecostal movement came about.
世界各地很多人得圣灵讲灵言。
And you find that there are sprinkles of people around the world preaching in tongues.
Speaking in tongues. 得了圣灵。
And then they received the Holy Spirit.
所以就在这个时代啊，这主耶稣要在那个时候建立了真教会。
So it is during this time that the Lord established the true church.
这个是最后世界最后的末日快到了。
And we know that the last days of this world has come.
因为收割代表世界末日，收割快到了，再一次下雨。
Because we know that this is a time of harvest, and that is why the rain is pouring down again.
所以早上我们讲过，我们的使命就是要重建倒塌的帐篷，就是更正各教会的错误。
And that is why this morning we mentioned that our duty today is to rebuild the fallen tent.
并不是我们骄傲。
It is not because we are proud or arrogant.
因为这个真理是神的，并不是我们的。
Because this truth belongs to God, it does not belong to us.
这个教会也是属于神的，并不是我们的。
This church also belongs to God, it does not belong to us.
我们只是一起归回到神那边去而已。
It's just merely that all of us return back to this one true God.
那么下我们继续来讲关于真耶稣教会。
Now let us focus upon the true Jesus Church, and why do we call it true Jesus Church?
首先我们来谈一个观念。
First, let us talk about a concept.
尤其是如果当我们跟其他基督教的朋友谈道理的时候，他们会常常讲这个观念。
Especially when you converse with your friends from other churches, they will always talk about this doctrine.
他们会说。
They were saying this way.
得救是个人的事情。
That salvation is a very personal thing.
得救并不是靠教会。
Salvation is not through the church.
我去哪一个教会都可以。
So it doesn't matter which church I go to.
耶稣悦纳我就可以了。
As long as Jesus Christ accepts me, that is fine.
这样听起来好像蛮对的啊。
It seems that it sounds very good.
但是是不是这样呢？
But is that true?
圣经是不是这样讲呢？
Is that what the Bible teaches?
圣经并不是这样讲。
This is not what the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们得救要靠教会。
The Bible says that our salvation comes through the church.
我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter
1. 第22到23节。
22-23.
以弗所书第一章22到23节。以弗所书第一章22节。 又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。23节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里保罗讲到有关于教会的奥秘。
Here Paul talks about the mystery of the church.
保罗并不是说教会只是一个人的团体，来见见面，吃吃饭， fellowship, 团契一下而已，并不是这样。
Paul did not restrict the church as to the mere function of fellowship and a social gathering.
这里保罗说，神把万有交给了教会。
Here Paul says that God put all things and gave it to the church.
什么叫做万有？
What is all things?
万有就是属灵一切的丰盛。
And all things, it means the abundance of the Spirit.
得救的要道。
And that is the teaching of salvation.
要应许的圣灵。
And to have the promised Holy Spirit.
要得救，就是要透过教会。
In order to be saved, it is established through the church.
23节讲得更清楚。
23, it says even more clearly.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It contains the fullness of God who fills all in all.
我们知道我们的身体哦，我们现在都好好的，一个人坐在这边呢。
And we know that our body is in a perfect state of well-being.
如果有时候不小心呢，切菜的时候切到，手指切一根下来了，哇，好恐怖啊！
And sometimes if you are not careful, you may cut your finger when you are cutting the vegetables.
我们会怎么样？我们赶快把这根手指把它冰起来，拿到医院请医生帮我们接下来。
And if you were to cut off your finger, you quickly use ice to stop the bleeding and run to the hospital.
如果三个小时之内啊，没有马上冰起来，没有拿到医院，这个手指啊就烂掉了，那没用了。
And if within 3 hours, this detached finger was not being treated, it would be no good anymore.
手指本身不可以独立的存在。
Because the finger itself, it cannot live by itself on its own.
一定要接上身体。
The finger has to be connected to the body in order to function and live.
同样，基督徒的信仰也是一样。
That also applies to the faith of Christians.
有人觉得说，我自己在家里读经祷告就可以了，我也一样上天堂。
Some people think that they can just study the Bible and pray at home, they can still go to heaven.
没有这样的。
That cannot be true.
一定要接上耶稣的身体。
You have to connect yourself to the body of Christ.
那么有人就说了。
Some people also argue in this way.
但我同意说你要去教会。
Well, I do agree that I should come to church.
但是教会那么多，大家都应该是一样的。
But you know, there's so many churches, they should all be the same.
大家都可以带领我们得救。
And they can all bring us to our salvation.
为什么只说你才可以得救呢？
So why do you say that you are the only church that's saved?
听起来又好像很对。
Again, it sounds very correct.
但是如果我们看回圣经啊。
But again, let's look back to the Bible.
23节，这里说教会是耶稣的身体，这个身体是单数，并不是复数。
Here, the body refers to singular and not plural.
不是 bodies 啊，是身体一个。
It is one body and not many bodies.
今天我们在座有100多人。
Today we have about 100 some people in the congregation.
我们的头在，身体就在。
When our head is above our shoulder, our body is intact.
你看到人的时候，并不会告诉弟兄姐妹说：“哎呀，今天忘记带我另外一个身体来，一个放在家里的冰箱。”不会的。
When you meet and greet your members, you will not say that, "Oh, my head is here, but my body is left at home."
一个头，一个身体，没有超过一个的。
Because a complete self is contained in one body and one head.
所以在神看来，教会只有一个。
So therefore, in the eyes of God, there is only one church.
其他都不是。
All the other bodies are not belong to him.
那谁是主耶稣的身体呢？
So who is the body that belongs to Jesus?
完完全全符合圣经里面所说的。
It is the body that obeys the complete truth of the Bible.
所以我们早上讲过了，第一点，教会要完全的传讲真理，就是耶稣的话。
And therefore, the first condition is that the church must have the complete truth and speak what Jesus speaks.
真耶稣教会非常宝贵。
And the true Jewish church is a very precious church.
虽然我们没有最大的会堂。
Even though we may not have the most glorious chapel.
虽然我们没有最多的人数。
Even though we may not have the most people in the congregation.
但是我们所传的要完全根据圣经。
But our focus is that whatever we preach is the complete doctrines of the Bible.
所以我们要知道真教会的宝贵。
So therefore, it is very important for you to understand the preciousness of this church.
所以最近呢，我们在跟大家查考这个十大信条，到底我们在信什么的。
And so recently, when we studied the 10 basic beliefs of our church, what do we really believe in?
每讲一点，无论是传道讲职，每一讲一点都是翻圣经来证明。
And no matter which doctrine we're looking at, every elder and deacon will refer to the Bible.
第二点呢，要耶稣的能力。
And the second point is that we must have the power of Jesus.
请看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark 16.
马可福音第十六章。
Mark 16.
马可福音第十六章第十七节。
Mark 16, verse 17.
十六章第十七节。信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
And so here it says, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
这里主耶稣答应门徒，你去传福音，有这些神迹其实证明所传的道。
So over here, this is a promise of Jesus that as long as you go out and preach in His name, His Spirit will abide, and these are the signs.
福音并不是讲讲而已。
The gospel is not just mere lip service.
并不是听听好听而已。
It's not just good sayings.
福音是要改变我们的生命。
But rather, the gospel is to transform our lives.
帮助我们解决我们的问题。
It's to help us solve our problems.
细节里面讲到人有什么问题。
And within this verse, what is the problem of mankind?
这里第十七节讲到，第一，人有时候会遇到灵的问题。
So in 17, verse 17, here it says that sometimes men will run into the problem of demons.
灵是看不见的。
No one can see demons.
但是灵是存在的。
But they do exist.
有一些人会被鬼来骚扰，被鬼的欺负。
Some people will be disturbed by demons.
但是如果信耶稣。
But if you believe in Jesus.
完全按照真理来说，来行。
And if you walk in the complete truth.
靠着主可以把魔鬼赶走。
And that when you rely on Jesus, you can cast out the demons.
我们教会太多太多这样的见证了。
And indeed, we have seen many case studies of demon possession.
小弟经历过的一次。
And personally myself, I have experienced it once in my life.
十几年前在卡加利的时候。
And about 10 some years ago in Calgary.
那时候我们刚移民到卡加利。
At that time, we just immigrated to Calgary.
有一位太太被介绍到我们教会。
There was one lady, she was introduced to come to our church.
这位太太呢，在十几二十年前呢，有她的一个朋友介绍她去真耶稣教会，但那时候她没有去。
And this lady, she was brought to our church 10 some years ago by her friend, but she did not go.
但是人到尽头都会找神。
But when man hits the end of their road, they will turn to God.
为什么呢？因为她遇到问题了。
Why is that so? Because this lady, she met with problems.
她被邪灵骚扰。
She was being disturbed by demons.
看到很多奇怪的东西。
She saw many weird things.
甚至后来慢慢有点控制不了自己。
And in the end, she could not even control herself.
那个时候在卡加利，教会还没有成立。
At that time, when we were in Calgary, the church was not established yet.
只有一些信徒而已。
We only have very few members.
也没有长职传道人住牧那边。
There were no elders or deacons or ministers living there.
但是这位太太有困难了，找我们去帮忙。
But this lady, she has a big problem, and she looked for our help.
有一天晚上
，One night.
有一天晚上，她的先生打电话来。
One night, her husband called us.
他说：“哎呀，赶快来帮助我！我太太不晓得怎么样，现在越来越疯。”
And he requested for us to go and help them because he thinks his wife is going insane.
可能是被邪灵骚扰了。
Maybe the demons is coming again.
讲话像男人的声音。
And the way she's talking, it is a man's voice.
这个时候我们听到说怎么办？怎么办？
And at that time, we all did not know what to do.
这个时候这里又没有注目的长子传道。
At that time, there were no ministers over there to help us out.
这个时候唯有我们想到说，就是打电话给加拿大各处的教会，请他们帮助代祷。
And the only thing we can think about is to call the churches in Canada to help, to ask them for their intercessional prayers.
几个信徒包括一个留学生一家人我们就开车零下三十几度晚上开车去到家里。
And at that time, a few members, plus another foreign international student, we drive to their home, and the temperature at that time was minus 30 degrees.
要不然也没有受过训练，不晓得怎么赶鬼，只是说跪下来祷告。
And we did not receive any training. We just know that we all kneel down and pray together.
很奇妙，祷告的时候奉主受圣名赶鬼，那么鬼就退去了。
And it was very wonderful when we kneel down and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, the demons left.
我们都不懂了，不是人的关系，是神的名耶稣的有能力。
And we did not even know that it was because of man's doing, but rather it's in the power of the name of Jesus.
每一次祷告完了，都安静下来。
Each time after we pray, the lady became quiet.
这个姐妹后来她知道说，哎呀，我要信耶稣。
Then this lady, she experienced, she has a profound experience, and she wants to come to believe in Jesus.
耶稣可以解救她。
Because she knows only Jesus can save her.
所以她先生就带她坐飞机飞到LA去接受洗礼，参加灵恩大会。
And so therefore her husband brought her down, and they fly to LA to receive baptism.
洗礼之后,
after baptism,
魔鬼再没有一天来骚扰她了。
The demons no longer come to disturb her.
因为她已经属于主耶稣了。
Because now she belongs to Jesus.
所以灵界的东西啊, 科学没有办法解释了。
So therefore, how can you explain this in scientific terms?
但是真教会有耶稣的全能。
But in the true Jesus Church, we have the power of Jesus.
世界各地都是一样。
No matter which corner of the world you may be.
第三呢, 要成为真教会, 一定要有耶稣的灵啊。
And the third point, in order to be the true church of God, we must have the Spirit of Jesus.
我们请看。 雅各书第二章26节。
Let's turn to James 2 chapter, James chapter 2 verse 26.
雅各书二章二十六节。
James 2:26.
身体没有灵魂是死的, 信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body without a spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
这里雅各长老告诉我们非常重要的真理。
Here, the elder James tells us a very important truth.
身体没有灵魂是死的。
A body without a spirit is dead.
当然这个可以从肉身来说。
Of course, you can look at it from the physical point of view.
死亡的定义就是当灵魂离开这个身体啊。
Because the definition of death is the departure of the spirit from the body.
但是第二个层面,
from a second perspective,
身体在保罗书信里面代表教会。
Here, the body that Paul refers to the church.
如果一个教会虽然好像长得很大，很多人，很多活动。
Even though this church, this body, it has grown very big, there's many activities.
但是如果没有神的灵同在,
but if the Holy Spirit does not abide with this body,
这个也是一个很漂亮的尸体而已了。This
is just merely a beautiful corpse.
所以啊, 有圣灵是非常重要。Therefore,
having the Holy Spirit is very important.
今天很多教派或者很多基督徒朋友说，有啊，我有圣灵啊。
Today, many churches, they claim that they do have the Holy Spirit.
我没有圣灵怎么信耶稣？
And if I don't have the Holy Spirit, how can I believe in Jesus?
圣灵感动我啊。
Because the Lord Jesus inspired me.
我想到耶稣的十字架很想哭啊。
And when I see the cross of Jesus, I want to cry.
我知道我有圣灵啊。
And so I know I have the Holy Spirit inside me.
但是是不是有圣灵呢? 并不是自己讲的。
But whether you claim to have the Holy Spirit is not by how you feel.
所以这里说要得圣灵啊, 要跟使徒一样。
Here it says that we must receive the Holy Spirit just like the apostles.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
第十章45节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 45.
从44节开始看起啊。
Let's look from verse 44.
十章44节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上，那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒。 见圣灵的恩赐也交在外邦人身上，咒都稀奇。46节。
Verse 46.
因听见他们说谎言，称赞神为大，于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？”进度。
And here, 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
彼得去到一个人的家里，叫做哥利流，家里传福音。
Here Peter went to the house of Cornelius to preach the gospel.
他们在听道理的时候就得圣灵了。
When they were listening to the words, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
彼得怎么知道他们得圣灵呢?
How did Peter know that they received the Holy Spirit?
第46节说, 因为听见他们说谎言,
because verse 46, they heard them speaking with tongues.
彼得说, 他们得圣灵跟我们得圣灵的时候一模一样的。
So Peter says that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
所以很清楚啊。
It is very clear.
今天很多人说我有得圣灵。
So many people claim they received the Holy Spirit.
有人说, 哇, 我祷告的时候会倒下来啊, 圣灵很充满。
Some people say that they will even fall down to the ground, and that is because they are filled with the Spirit.
有人说, 圣灵充满我, 让我, 哇, 神志不清, 我, 我很充满。
And some say that I'm so filled with the Holy Spirit that I become unconscious.
啊, 圣灵击打我, 他们说, 圣灵击打他。
And they say that they are being struck by the Holy Spirit.
圣经都没有这样讲。
That's not what the Bible says.
彼得说, 他们得圣灵跟我们一样, 就是说谎言。
Peter says that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have, that is speaking with tongues.
所以得圣灵的凭据就是听听看有没有说方言，跟使徒他们一样。
So therefore, one of the proof and evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is to hear one speaking with tongues.
所以这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
法国有一位青年啊。
We have a youth in France.
他是白人。
He's a Caucasian.
他以前呢对宗教很反抗拒。
He was very skeptical and he was against all religions.
因为在欧洲啊，我们刚刚讲过了，中世纪的时候教会最腐败。
Because we understand that in Europe during the middle middle ages, it was very dark.
教会是为了宗教打仗打了好几十年。
And there were many religious and holy war that were conducted among churches.
但是因为他有位很好的朋友是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But because he has a very good friend who is a brother from the True Jesus Church.
这朋友邀请他来说，你来我们教会听听看。
So this friend of him invited him to come to our church and just come and listen. He said.
这位法国人呢，想说，哎呀，我的朋友是不是去了邪教？哪有教会叫真耶稣教会的？没有听过。
And so this French man, he thought that, oh dear, my friend has gone to a cult. I've never heard of the True Jesus Church.
为了要救他，那不进虎穴啊，怎么可以救虎子呢？对不对？他想说，为了救他，说要去看看到底是怎么回事。
And so therefore, this French man thinks that I must go and save my friend out of this lion's den.
结果进去听道理也听不懂，因为翻圣经，他圣经也不懂。
And so when he came to the church, he didn't understand what was the sermons about, and he couldn't understand the Bible either.
跪下来祷告又很奇怪。
And when he kneeled down and prayed, he felt very strange.
但是突然间，他祷告的时候，就看到有亮光出来。
But suddenly, when he prayed, he saw a glorious light.
他闭着眼睛，却看到有光。
His eyes were closed, and yet he saw a glorious light.
他马上睁开眼睛，到底怎么回事？
And he quickly opened his eyes and wondered what happened.
闭着眼睛又看到光。
He closed his eyes again. He saw the glorious light again.
祷告完起来。
After he finished his prayers.
都在会堂到处走了，到底这里有没有什么秘密的这个？影响神经的这个器材在那边呢。
So he go around and survey the church to see if there is actually any scanners around.
传道告诉他说没有了，不用找了。
And the preacher told him that you don't need to look for any scanners.
刚是圣灵感动你。
It was the Holy Spirit.
让你看到光，看到异象，这是灵界的。
Who gave you a vision so that you can see the glorious light in the spiritual realm?
圣经说神就是光。
Because the Bible says that God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
And within him, there is no darkness at all.
所以他慢慢地继续来慕道。
So he continued to come and seek for the truth.
后来自己也得圣灵了。
And then he also received the Holy Spirit.
他的宗教完全改观了。
And that completely turned around his concept of religion.
真的教会有圣灵的同在。
Because the true church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
跟使徒时代一样。
It is exactly the same as the apostolic church.
今天真教会也是一样。
Today it is the same for the true church.
两个礼拜前的灵恩布道大会。
2 weeks ago, when we had the spiritual convocation,
我们有十几岁的小朋友得圣灵。
We have members who are about 10-some years old receiving the Holy Spirit.
也有三四十岁的大人得圣灵。
We also have those in their 30s receiving the Holy Spirit.
都不是我们教的，并不是哦，你要跟我讲一样的，并不是这样。
It is not because we had trained them and teach them to speak in tongues.
圣灵感动他们自己体会神的能力。
But rather, the Holy Spirit gave them the whole. But rather, they received the Holy Spirit themselves in order to experience.
所以要成为真教会，一定有圣灵同在。
So therefore, we must have the Spirit of Jesus.
第四点呢，真教会要耶稣的名。
And the fourth point is that the true church must have the name of Jesus.
请看《使徒行传》第四章第十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章第十二节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
诗章十二节，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
这里彼得告诉我们说，只有一个名可以救我们。
Here Peter tells us that only one name can save us.
这个名就是主耶稣基督。
And that name is the name of Jesus.
所以要成为真教会，一定要有耶稣的名。
Therefore, in order to be the true church of God, you must have the name of Jesus.
刚刚我们讲过了，教会是耶稣的身体。
We mentioned earlier that the church is the body of Christ.
身体在我们一出生啊，父母就给一个名字连着这个身体了。
And once we are born into this world, our parents give us a name, and that name is attached to this body of ours.
比如说我的名字是 Timothy.
And for example, my name is Timothy.
当你们有人叫我 Timothy 的时候，我马上耳朵都会转过来了，就回应了，因为我的名跟我的身体是连在一起的。
And when anybody calls out Timothy, my head would turn to respond to that name because that name is attached to my body.
不可以分开的。
It cannot be separate.
那么既然教会是耶稣的身体，
And so therefore, since the church is the body of Christ,
那么教会一定要有耶稣的名字在里面呢。
Then this church must have the name of Jesus.
但是很可惜啊，今天很多教会啊都没有高举主耶稣的名。
But it is very sad and unfortunate that many churches today do not glorify the name of Jesus.
有一些教会是高举圣徒的名，像彼得、圣彼得、圣约翰、圣雅各。
And some churches they glorify the name of the saints, like Saint Peter's Church or Saint Paul's Church.
有一些教会是高举创办人的名。
Some churches they glorify the founder's name.
比如说卫斯理会啦、卫理公会啦。
For example, Wellesley Church.
有一些教会呢，就是高举这个地方的名。
And some churches they glorify the name of the location, the region.
有一些教会呢是高举他们所传的教义的名。
And some churches they glorify the doctrine of their teachings.
比如说浸信会啦、安息日会啦。
For example, Baptist Church or Sabbath Church.
但是呢，真正的教会应该高举主耶稣的名。
But however, let us think back. The true church of God must glorify the name of Jesus.
为什么我们叫真耶稣教会呢？这个问题常常会被问到，我们一定会回答。
And why is it that we are the true Jesus Church, and this name will always be attacked? So you must understand.
这是经节啊，如果背不起来，最好都要抄下来，因为我们要传福音，除非我们不传，不然都一定要回答这个问题。
And you must memorize, or if not, you can take down these notes of these Bible verses, because unless you do not want to preach, then you do not need to know.
如果不传福音，这很对不起主耶稣，所以我们一定要传啊，所以一定要背起来。
But however, it is our duty to preach the gospel as commanded by Lord Jesus. Therefore, we must take note of these verses.
常常人问你说什么叫真耶稣教会，好像很刺耳。
Sometimes people will ask you, why is it the true Jesus Church? It sounds so bad.
真代表什么？
What does true mean?
第一，真代表真神。
Here, the word true refers to the true God.
我们请看耶利米书十章十节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书十章十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十章十节
Chapter 10 verse 10
唯耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王，他一发怒地大震动，他一怒恨列国都担当不起。
But the Lord is the true God, he is the living God and the everlasting king, and his wrath the earth will tremble and the nations will not be able to abide his indignation.
圣经讲得很清楚，神怎么形容自己呢？是我是真的，我是真神。
Here God described himself as the true living God and the everlasting King.
所以就真耶稣教会这个真是这个意思啊。
And this is what the name, and this is the meaning behind the word true.
那么真神，这个真神是谁呢？
And who is this true God?
当然就是主耶稣了，我们自己讲过了。
And the true God is the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣也说他这也是真的。
Jesus also mentioned that he is true.
我们请看约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to John 15.
约翰福音第十五章第一节。
John 15, chapter 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the wine dresser.
主耶稣讲的很清楚，我是真的葡萄树啊。
Here Jesus mentioned that he is the true vine.
所以，我天父是栽培的人啊。
And my father, he is the wine dresser.
所以说真一点都不假啊，完全合乎圣经。
So therefore, when you say that you are true, you are not in any arrogance. It is indeed according to the Bible.
我们也可以跟慕道朋友说，你们也可以叫真呢，没人阻止你啊，只要符合圣经，你可以叫真呢。
And we can also tell our friends and true seekers that you can also claim that you are true.
但是耶稣说我是真的。
But here Jesus says that I am the true vine.
那么真也代表说这个教会是真的教会。
And so this true vine refers that this is the true church.
因为我们完全合乎圣经。
Because we are in complete abidance to the complete truth of the Bible.
好了，为什么真之后要叫耶稣呢？
And why is it that after the word true, it follows behind with Jesus?
那我们刚刚讲过了，耶稣啊，就是真神的名字。
Because we mentioned that Jesus is the name of the true church.
耶稣也是神跟人之间那个中保，中间人啊。
And Jesus is also the mediator between God and the church.
我们请看提摩太后书第二章五节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
二章五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
提摩太后书二章五节。提摩太前书二章五节。
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
好，所以这个讲得很清楚。
So here it says very clearly.
耶稣是中间人。
That Jesus is the mediator.
因为神跟人之间不合了，因为人犯罪了。
Because there's a barrier between man and God, and this barrier is caused by sin.
所以中间耶稣当中保来把人跟神之间的关系再次拉近。
Therefore, right between this barrier, the cross, of Jesus will connect God and man together.
教会就是我们了，这是人呢。
And the church refers to man, it refers to all of us.
所以叫真耶稣教会。
And that is why this word Jesus in the middle connects the true God and the church together.
这个名字是早期啊，神圣灵启示我们的早期工人所得到的名字。
And the name of our church was being given to the early workers of our church by God himself.
啊，第四点呢。
For the fourth point.
真教会的条件从圣经里面的预言呢，是从东方兴起的。
And according to the prophecy of the Bible, the church was being established from the east as being prophesied in the Bible.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章第二十七节。
Matthew 24, verse 27.
马太二十四章二十七节。
24:27.
闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
所有的基督教派啊，都是从西方传到东方了。
And many of the churches were being spread from the west to the east.
但是神的计划当中要兴起幕后的真教会的，是从东发到西方。
But according to the prophecy of God and His plan, the last church of the end times was spread from the east to the west.
这个有神的计划在里面的。
This is because of God's plan.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们现在来讲啊，真耶稣教会的一点点历史。
And so let's touch base upon the history of the true Jesus Church.
1917年啊，真耶稣教会啊，向北京的警察厅啊申请成立。
And the true Jesus Church was being established in Beijing in the year 1917.
其实1917年之前就有了，只是1917年是他登记成立的那一年。
But in fact, the church was already around before 1917. But that was the year when it was officially established.
那为什么神拣选？当时从中国兴起真教会呢
？And why is it that God chose China as the place for the latter rain to descend？
我想啊，神有一点的意思在里面呢。
But I think that God has this beautiful plan.
第一，神要借着很谦卑的、很卑微的人跟事，成就他的大功。
Because God, He wants to use people who are humble and lowly to establish His grand plan.
现在打开报纸都说中国好，中国经济，中国发展。
Now, if you open the papers, you know that China is abounding in economic prosperity.
奥运金牌拿几面
And they've also received many trophies from the Olympics.
但是如果你回到1917年、啊、中国是什么
But if you were to return back to those days in 1917, think about China at that time.
列强欺负的国家
It was a country under immense oppression.
一点国际力量都没有的国家
There was no, it's a country without any international power at all.
中国人被称为东亚病夫
And at that time, Chinese people were claimed to be sick men.
能够做什么呢
What can they do?
但是神就选择卑微的
But God, He chose the people who are humble.
成就他的大功
To fulfill His great plan.
从中国传出来真教会传到世界各地。
And it is out of China that the true gospel will be preached to all ends of the earth.
第二，中国人啊，现在很多啊，都往全世界跑了。
And the second point is that when you look at Chinese immigrants, they are all over the world.
除了犹太人之外，中国人真的是很会跑，全世界跑了。
Other than the Jews, we are the second nomads in this world.
所以把福音带出来。
And that is how we bring the gospel out with us.
第三点，现在中国人是全球人口最多的，已经十几亿了。
And the third point is that the Chinese population is the greatest in the entire world.
这样传福音也是特别快。
And in order for us to preach the gospel, it will be the fastest as well.
中文也会成为这个世纪的最多人讲的语言。
And the Chinese language, that is the Mandarin, will also become one of the most dominant languages in this century.
很多外国人呢都赶快学中文，就是为了跟中国做生意。
You find that many Caucasians, they are trying to learn Chinese, and that is Mandarin, so that they can conduct business with China.
所以在这样的这个发展之下，神拣选在中国兴起他的真教会是有原因的。
So under this rapid expansion, you find that God has a reason to downpour His Spirit in China.
但是我要强调，真耶稣教会并不是中国人的教会而已，是世界各国全球的。
But remember, the True Jesus Church is not a Chinese church. It is a church that belongs to the entire world.
我们要把福音传到遍地。
And it is our duty to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
等到主耶稣再来。
And to wait for the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
今天我们来讲这一篇就讲到这里。
And so today, this is what we will focus upon in terms of our study.
啊，现在我们把时间交给教务，黄执事，现在给你们。